Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, thanks for being with us. Hour number two, a couple minutes away from an NFL no huddle. This hour is always brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. We will, in the 1 o'clock hour, spend a little bit of time on some other stuff. The NBA playoffs continue on. Really fun weekend. I mean, we've been telling you, I think people know, but we've been trying to say it as loudly as possible. Anthony Edwards is that dude.
Yes.
Like, he's a superstar.
Yeah, man.
He's here, and I think this playoffs is only going to further prove that. 40 points in the sweep, the closeout sweep over the Suns, just dunking on people. Like, he's unbelievable. So we'll get to that in the 1 o'clock hour AMA, as always, as well.
Hey, man, I was in them streets all weekend, Bunk.
Really?
Randy in them streets. We didn't get nothing accomplished this weekend at the house. Me and my wife, nothing.
That's great.
Nothing.
We good
just
for
in
you.
The streets, man. Went to H&W Steakhouse in Peachtree Corners. Outstanding. Outstanding service. Food was amazing. Steak was good. And then we went over to the place. Why do I always forget the Works?
Oh, okay.
Went over there, sat in their little park.
They had that's like, over kind of by us.
Yeah, had the DJ doing the thing. She says, like, well, we're going to be able to watch the car. I said, Anthony, I'm still camping. I didn't know y'all were back yet. I didn't know if you got back yet.
Yeah, we got back pretty early yesterday, and then we went over to the Jonquil Festival. In Smyrna.
What's
it's
that?
Like the Smyrna flower.
Oh, okay.
The Jonquil is the flower of Smyrna. It's like the symbol of the city, of the town. And the big annual festival was yesterday at Smyrna Market Village, which was fun.
Yeah, man. Been out in them streets, man. But I told him to say, I better take advantage of it. Because, like, this weekend, I got to do stuff. Because we were, like, yesterday, like, you look around, everybody's got their new mulch around everything.
Oh, yeah.
My mulch just sitting there. I need to get on it.
Oh, you just have a pile?
Yeah, a pile of mulch sitting in the backyard. But, yeah, I was like, damn, I had a perfect opportunity, weather and everything. But I just kept getting in these streets, man.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you need a weekend to just kind of get out there and relax a little
bit. Yeah,
man. You know, it was a lot of build up to the NFL draft.
Yeah.
It
wore me out.
Getting ready. And then, after Friday. Woo. I'll tell you what wore me out on Friday. Driving. Driving to and from Flowery Branch, which isn't something we do a lot, but it's a normal trip. And then coming home, picking up Lily, and then driving to Winder, which is where we camped. Fort Yargo State Park, by the way.
Yes.
Two thumbs up.
Right.
If you're looking for a good place to spend a weekend with the family, that park is awesome. Big, tons of stuff to do, really well-maintained. I mean, that's really the main thing is the trails are really nice. So if you're looking for a place to camp, highly recommend Fort Yargo. Stay in the yurts because the yurts have back porches and they look over the lake.
That's cool.
I think it was fancy.
Yeah,
like I didn't even feel like we were camping.
I know because that's your thing, especially with your pops and everything. Y'all do a lot of camping probably when you were growing up. And I saw this and I thought about you and Mr. Bunker when they were talking about the federal government. Okay, they are restoring grizzly bears to an area in Washington where they were largely wiped out, primarily due to direct killing by humans. And so I was like, oh, I wonder if Andy's ever been in camped in that park.
What is it?
It's called, let me pull it up real quick. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, because I know you and your dad probably, North Cascades?
Been there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
So
a lot of times.
If you ever want to go back, there's going to be grizzly bears there.
Perfect.
Yeah, just like, yeah, just, you know, just they want, it's really what you want. They want to restore the grizzly bear life at the Cascades.
Yeah.
So next time you're, you know.
That's probably good.
There's grizzlies there.
People murdered them and wiped them out. So it's probably good to restore them.
Yeah.
That is one of the few parts of the country where they are or were, I guess.
Yeah.
But are. And good, man. You should let them live.
So when you
maybe I won't go back now.
That's what I'm asking. are you gonna take that risk to go out there?
Probably.
But you've been there
probably.
Before, right?
I've been there. Yeah.
So you've been out there with grizzlies.
Yeah, we saw one on the campground at Glacier in Montana. Like so a guy goes, "Grizzly's coming."
Uh-huh.
We're like, "All right, what do you do?"
Leave?
He just walked through the campsite. We got in the car.
Oh,
we got in the car just to get me, but he didn't. He was just walking through.
Yeah, passing through.
Just passing through.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, we saw one.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've seen one.
Uh-huh.
There's been, you know, you like go to a trail and the ranger's like, "Oh, there was a grizzly seen here earlier today," just so you know. Like there's grizzly activity going on.
And you still want to go after they tell you that.
Yeah. And you're just like, all right. I mean,
I had to go
on the trail.
Right.
That's a trail that had to be done. I think it was the Grinnell Glacier. I got to see the glacier.
Right.
What am I supposed to do? Right. You don't go to Glacier National Park to not see the glaciers.
Yeah, but
sometimes there's grizzlies. Sometimes there's grizzlies guarding.
Hey, guys, don't be alarmed. Maybe about 20 minutes ago, there was a grizzly bear sighting right over there.
Yeah, and that, what you just did, I think you think maybe you were joking. That's exactly what happens.
baby. we ain't going 20 minutes. That means he ain't far.
We had one.
Let go.
We had one hike where the group, because, you know, you don't really want to get too close to other people. Like, people are out there to kind of do their thing. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a group of five or six hikers, give them space, and I don't want to be, like, on their back. But there was a group in front of us and a group behind us, not far. You could hear them, but, like, you know, give them their space. They saw a grizzly.
Uh-huh.
The group behind us saw a grizzly. Uh-huh. Somehow we didn't. So,
okay.
Lucked out.
Yeah. But my thing is like this. If it's me or them, I'm tripping one of them.
Sure.
Yeah. If he's fast, I'm a leg swipe him so the grizzly get him.
Yeah.
Because it might take me, it seems like it take a minute for a grizzly to eat something.
Oh, yeah. If he's got one guy,
you're
good.
Yeah.
That's why you always bring one guy with you don't like.
Yeah. All right.
You bring one person camping you don't like.
Yeah. There was a grizzly sighting. Yeah. About 20 paces that way. I don't know if he's left yet, but hey, don't worry. All you got to do is just not bother him.
No, you just make noise. Make sure that he knows you're there. The last thing you want to do is sneak up on a grizzly.
That's
let him know.
Yeah, I got
you. Jingle your jingle bells and.
And that'll stop him from eating you.
Well, stop him from surprising you.
Oh, okay.
Grizzlies don't eat people, they kill them, but they don't eat them.
Would you rather be dead or eaten?
It doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you kill me, you might as well eat me.
Right.
You know what I mean? At least let my body go to use.
Yeah, that really don't matter.
I'm donating my organs.
Like, I'd rather be eaten by the grizzly bear than the scavengers.
Oh, like the birds?
Yeah, like the birds.
Picked apart?
Yeah.
I think probably what happens is if you get murdered by a grizzly, they recover your body. But it's probably a closed casket, though.
Yeah. Ripped your face off or something.
Yeah, you don't have a face anymore. Yeah. They don't want to do. They want to open the casket with no face.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
I would think so, too. Rip your face off.
NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's hear from Raheem Morris, Falcons head coach, talking about their defensive line additions.
I love to be able to put people in different spots and find different units that can go in and just cause disruption for different reasons, whether it be rushing with power, whether it be rushing like we talked about with duels on the edge, whether it be doing a bunch of different things. Adding that flexibility today and Terry being able to add the three interior players and with a little bit of flex outside in certain type of situations where you're talking about a five technique, where you're talking about our five down spacing, or whether you're talking about our four down spacing, whatever we choose to be in, and some of the new spacing that you may not have even seen around here with our 6-2, and we start to do some of those things, that really fired me up. That really fired us up with the ability to be able to play with those things as a coach. And as we grow and develop from this offseason, as we take it into training camp, as we go into all those different things in the preseason, it gives you a lot of toys and a lot of tools to be able to go out there and be creative with as a defensive coordinator.
And hopefully that's the way that it plays out. Obviously, day two and day three, the Falcons addressed some of those defensive line needs.
Yeah.
Aro, the defensive tackle from Clemson, they traded up a couple spots to get him. Mm-hmm. So he was their guy. And then right after they picked him, there was a run on defensive tackles.
Yep.
Early second round was defensive tackles and corners. Falcons didn't address corner, so they're going to have to do that in free agency. But they get Aro from Clemson. Then in round three, they go back to the defensive line, this time on the edge. Braylon Trice, edge rusher from Washington. 6'4", 270, 265 or so.
Like Rob was talking about, where you would basically play them up and down like a 5 technique, line them head up of the tackle, inside shoulder, guys that can play run games and all those different things, but yet still have the size to anchor against the run in a certain situation. So, I mean, he was looking for that kind of versatility. These guys can play on the outside, but they're different players than the Dallas Turner and those guys. Those guys are stand up, just right. Straight speed, bicycle, what do you call it, in that motorcycle stance, and go get them.
Yeah. Now, Trice can do some of that. Yes, like Trice will get out there on the edge and just get to the quarterback. And he had, you know, now that, you know, when you pick him, then you start seeing stats that make certain guys look better than other guys and all that kind of stuff. He had the most quarterback pressures in the country over the last couple of years. He had 16 sacks over the last few years. But that is one thing that I didn't know what the number was, right. But I definitely watched all of Braylon Trice's games. It's like, well, he's close to the quarterback a lot. And he gets him
the Falcons.
He gets him on the ground.
So were the Falcons.
Pretty frequently, too.
They were close.
But there was a lot. It's like, damn, Braylon,
they were close.
You're beating the hell out of that tackle on the outside, and just the quarterback's getting the ball out too quick or whatever. There was a lot of moments like that where he definitely affected the quarterback. Now, I like that. Mm-hmm. I like the quarterback being affected. Yeah. I'm not scared to say that I prefer sacks.
I don't think anybody
over that.
Yes.
But, you know, if you can't get there every single time, I get it.
Because pressure will...
Pressure is also important.
Yeah, it rushes the throw. It does certain things like that. And, you know, they're going to do it collectively. And there's nothing wrong with that when you look at... Because not everybody has that one guy that can just dominate a game and get 13, 14, 15 sacks a year. I mean, they have those guys in this league, but the Falcons just don't have one.
No.
And, you know, and I mean, they had it once when, you know, you
and
want
I
to talk
don't
about.
Think they got one this weekend either. Nothing against Braylon Trice.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be really
because
good.
When you
but it would shock me if he had a season where he had 15, 17 sacks.
And when you viewed
like
where Vic Beasley was drafted, you're like, okay, he's supposed to be doing that if you just want to go off of where he was picked in the first round.
Yeah. And he did once.
And he did once, you know. And so, but I mean, we've seen pass rushers in every round since football was invented. But there's a guy that out there that, you know, last year, I mean, who was the mid-round player that the Rams had, that Ra had, that had like a double set. Now, he was playing with one of the greatest defensive linemen ever.
Yeah, there's always, you know? there's always other context,
there's always
too.
Other context, too, you know, when you look at who's on that defensive line. Because Aaron Donald got – one, two, like six cats paid.
A lot of people paid.
A lot of edge rushes paid.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because he was.
Oh,
hit.
Dante Fowler figured it out.
Yeah.
I guess it was Jacksonville just wasn't a good fit for him. Falcons are like, yeah, we'll pay him.
Yeah, we'll pay him. We'll pay him to come here. And then,
didn't work.
No,
it didn't work. One thing, and I like this because I don't really want. I want edge guys to go out and get the quarterback. Like, I don't need them dropping in coverage that much. I understand sometimes whatever.
No.
But like, Braylon Trice is not that. Like, he's not a coverage
good
guy.
Let his ass rush.
He's a get on the corner or get on the edge and try to get the quarterback guy.
Yeah, let him do his thing. That was the reason why the Eagles sacks dropped also, because their best pass rushers, Andy, were dropping in the damn flat because you wouldn't let Matt Patricia run the defense.
Yeah.
What did he do? He ran. He had – oh, you know what? He dropped in coverage. Not too many times. And he had 16 damn sacks. You know what?
You know
let's
what
put him in coverage.
Let's take him off the
let's
line of scrimmage.
Let's take him off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Let's put him in coverage.
Let's take him out of the thing that he does absolute
let's
best.
Let's put him in coverage.
And let him do something that he doesn't really do that good.
Whatever.
That's always a really smart idea.
Whatever.
Here's Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, talking about adding an extra game to the regular season.
I think I'd rather replace a preseason game with a regular season any day. That's just picking quality, right? So... If we got to 18-2, that's not an unreasonable thing. The other thing it does, which I thought you were going to, is that ends up on President's Day weekend, which is a three-day weekend, which makes the Sunday night, and then you have Monday off.
I mean, yeah.
It
makes too much sense. We know what's going to have to happen in order for that to happen. They're going to have to add – they're not going to have to. They are going to add another football game to the regular season. We all know that. It's coming. I wouldn't be shocked if it wasn't – because they can't do it this year already. But the next year?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's going to be 18 games next year.
When they went to 17, they were always going to 18. Just like the college football playoff. They're not done. They're not going to 12. They're going to 16. They're going to get there eventually. Look, there's arguments against it, obviously. But just from a fan perspective, okay, one more game that matters,
mm-hmm,
great.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl on a three-day weekend,
mm-hmm,
great. And just from a little bit of an OCD perspective, Odd number of games is weird for me.
It is.
I don't like 10-7. I need even numbers. You can't even go 500.
I know they were also talking about letting players wear the guardian caps in the game.
Okay.
And everything like that.
Yep,
so that's gonna be a thing.
Gonna happen.
But my thing is it optional, or are you gonna make them do it?
Probably starts optional.
I think it's just that's what I'm saying.
And then it'll become mandatory.
Yeah. Then they got to find a way to dress them guardians up.
They got to look better, yeah.
They got to look better, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
They got to look better.
Yeah.
I know it's all about safety, all that.
But it's not all about safety.
Okay, I need to.
You got to look cool,
that
too.
That guardian cap, okay? I got to look cool, man. So, who knew? Well, I kind of knew. Michael Penix, 360'd up, dog.
Yeah.
Michael Penix, 360'd up.
What do you think that Durag's been doing for the last 5 years?
For the last 5 years, yeah, man.
He's been getting it ready.
360'd up. We'll never see his hair again. We'll never see Michael Penix because they don't have to no more.
No, they don't have to. No, he proved his point.
Yeah.
He proved his point. He was getting those waves right for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then he got drafted and showed him off and popped that bad boy right back on there.
Yeah. You would never see Michael Penix hair ever again.
Never again. Yeah. Never, never once. You're never going to see it again. All right. We'll come back and talk about what other teams had or what teams you feel like had good drafts over the weekend and where a lot of the Georgia guys ended up as well. Really, really good second round for the Georgia Bulldogs on Friday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Monday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into some NFL draft reaction as well. I know everyone's doing their grades now. Again, just you don't have to care what they say.
No.
You don't have to get caught up in it. We'll wait a few years, right, and then go back and grade it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully 3 or 4 years from now, this will look like an A+.
Because
if Michael Penix is a franchise quarterback and the Falcons are winning with him, then it will be.
There it is right there.
If he isn't, then the draft will not be an A+, and there'll be a lot of new people at Flowery Branch.
Yeah. Saw a few other teams picking up fifth-year options, Andy.
Yeah, some other guys from that draft class of 2021 have had their fifth-year options extended.
Yeah, Fox didn't pick that theirs.
Not all of them. Yeah, Kyle Pitts hasn't gotten his picked up yet. Yeah. Deadline's later this week.
Okay, so, I got plenty of time.
What do you think they're waiting for?
I don't know. Maybe to get the ducks in a row?
Or maybe to not do it.
That could be it, too.
But, like, you have to, right? They have to do it.
Yeah,
don't
I think
they?
So. I think like, so. I think so. I think so. I don't say it. I don't say I would comment.
If you say it a couple more times, you're going to say you don't think so. So why would they not?
Performance. Has it played a lot?
Sure.
Yeah, it's played a lot.
Sure.
I think they're going to pick it up though.
Okay. I hope they don't do it just because he's their guy. Like that's Fontenot's first draft pick.
Yes,
he was. And we saw Dan Quinn and Dimitroff do that with Beasley just because they didn't want to be wrong. Right. Like Dan Quinn said, I can fix him. He's either going to love me or hate me by the end of training camp.
Yeah.
And then I asked him at the end of training camp, does he love you or hate you? And he was like,
oh, yeah.
I think it's about the same. Yeah. Oh, great.
Oh, great.
So neither. Got
it. He didn't want to come in. Even
so you guys.
Your coach said, I need you to be here this offseason with me.
So you're paying him fifth-year money for that effort. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
We're good.
There we go.
We'll find out whether they do or not. It'll happen at some point this week. A lot of Georgia players selected, not surprisingly. We talked about the guys that were taken in the first round. Ladd McConkey.
Yep. Good
goes
for Ladd.
34th overall to the Chargers.
Good for Ladd.
Yeah. I know that, you know, it is the Chargers, but it feels like a different Chargers to me at least because Harbaugh's there now and Harbaugh's just had so much success. He just feels like a perfect fit
for him and
Herbert and all that.
Yeah, I like the Ladd fit. I thought, you know, when you look at how much Jim and him are going to run the football, you thought it might go somewhere bigger, you know. But, happy for Ladd. You know, when you look at it, I think Roddy put it out there. You look at all the guys that were drafted. A lot of them came in the same class together.
Yeah.
And Ladd was one of the lower-ranked other guys. But got drafted higher than all of them. And so, yeah.
Now, it was a pretty incredible graphic that I saw. I don't remember. It might have been Roddy, someone, one of the great folks that cover Georgia football team. Just like where the guys' recruiting ranking was versus where they all ended up getting drafted.
I think that was it. That's what I saw.
And
I mean, obviously,
Ladd helps because his recruiting ranking was, I mean, he was outside the top 1,000, I think, in terms of recruits.
Right.
He was. He legitimately was.
Yeah.
And he was the second player taken in the second round of the draft, which is like, that obviously you're overperforming where you were projected. But there was a handful of guys like that. Like Georgia's average recruiting position in that class, and again, very much helped by Ladd being so far down the list, was somewhere in the 300s, and the average draft position was like 37th or something like that. So even if you're not one of the five-star, you know, everybody in the whole world's trying to come after you and get you, Kirby's proving that they'll develop and get guys drafted, even if they're three stars, whatever. I mean, it's pretty impressive. Everything that's been going on over there at Georgia for a handful of years now is very impressive. But everyone always just says, well, they get all the best. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But they also get guys that fit what they're trying to do, and they develop them when they're there. And you have to give credit for
that. Yeah, but you look at Bullard, him going to in the second round, Ty Key and Lassie and those guys, all those guys being drafted. Obviously, Van Pran going to Buffalo in the fifth round. And then some of the good players. We love Rosemary St. Jack. I love him. Love him. He's going to Washington, undrafted free agent. Who else did I say? Kendall Milton's going to Philadelphia, undrafted free agent, and then one of my favorite players, Dejon Edwards, going to Pittsburgh as an undrafted free agent. So I mean, there's always times, and you get in those situations where a guy falls through the cracks and is able to make. I think Rose is going to do that.
He's just such an NFL body.
And
you know, obviously injuries while he was at Georgia, and then. You didn't know who was going to be the lead receiver on a given Saturday.
Yeah.
Ladd was going to get a lot of targets.
Yeah.
Bowers was going to get a lot of targets.
Right.
And then somebody else was going to have a really good game. Sometimes it was him, and then sometimes he'd disappear for a month.
Yeah.
So maybe just a function of being in that offense. But I think Marcus Rosemary-Jackson is going to be a good player in the NFL.
Yeah, I
think he's going to be in the NFL for a long time.
I do, too.
Javon Bullard goes to Green Bay, like you said, second-round draft pick. They love Georgia guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know Philadelphia gets all the talk for taking Georgia guys. Green Bay's got a ton of Georgia guys on their defense as well.
Yes, they do.
I just think Javon Bullard. It's just
a damn good football player.
He's just a smart football player.
Smart, tough,
yep.
Instincts, can play a variety. Him and Tyke, they can play a variety of plays. I think Lassie is a outside corner. that's going to get up in you and just lock you down. I think that's where he is. But I think the other two, when you look at Bullard and you look at Tyke, they're more versatile pieces. You can put them all over the field and everything like that. So,
former Georgia Bulldog A.D. Mitchell drafted in the second round as well. Yeah. So it was a lot of Georgia guys taken in the second round and some former Georgia guys too. Yeah. He ends up in Indy.
Good spot.
With the Colts.
Good spot.
Yeah, good spot for him. He'll be able to get on the field immediately a ton. What people are saying, he dropped a little bit because of the interview process or something like that.
I guess. And I love that, you know, Ballard, the GM, went on a rant.
Oh, we have hurt. That. You want to hear that? You want to hear Chris Ballard?
You got the rant, Bo?
Defending A.D. Mitchell and some of what folks were asking about or guessing about as far as why he ended up going where he went.
Yeah, let me hear it because he sounded right.
Yeah, let's hear.
I mean, I read some of the
there it is.
Said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language.
No.
Our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bull. I mean, it's bull. Like, put your name on it. We tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year. It's bull. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't.
No, you don't.
I like what
you
don't. That's my favorite part when he said that. I don't.
And you shouldn't. And he's right. I mean, if you're going to, I guess if you want to be an unnamed source and praise someone, that's fine.
Yes.
But it's pretty cowardly to say stuff negatively about a guy like that and not put your name on it. It's also, I don't know. I mean, I think it's pretty weak to use it as a reporter, honestly. Yes. Like if someone's giving you stuff like that and they won't put their name to it, then it means that they don't really believe it.
Yeah.
And I don't, I mean, if I'm a reporter and someone gives me something like that, you don't have to put it out there.
No,
you really don't.
Sources.
Yeah, I think it's soft. And if you want to, it's fine to think a guy isn't a good player. It's fine. It's your job to evaluate players. Maybe you evaluated him and didn't like, maybe you did interview him and didn't like him. Like we interviewed him and it didn't go well. And I'm the general manager of this team, and I'm going to say that. That's why we didn't
take it. Very rarely. I find it always hard to believe when a lot of these stories that come out like that are from like the Ballards and those guys like that, you know, as far as, you know, we didn't pick him because of that. That's why when we were having fun with the whole Spencer Rattler thing, I just made fun of it because I said that's why I didn't like him. But sitting there saying that scouts and teams use that against him, but then I go back to thinking about the whole process of when you're about to get drafted. They go back to high school.
Yeah, sure.
They go back to high school and look through all those different things before they draft you and everything. And it's a shame if that was the reason why he dropped. If they're saying that's why he dropped you to fifth. We saw him play. He was a fifth-round quarterback.
Right, that's what it is. Yeah. It's not as complicated as folks try to make it sometimes either.
Right.
Like, yes, you need to do your due diligence, find out everything about these guys because you're leveraging your future on their ability to play football.
Right.
But most of it is their ability to play football. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of different types of guys in NFL locker rooms. If you can play, then you're a general manager and you're going to probably keep your job for a long time. It wouldn't surprise me if they held that against Spencer Rattler just because, like you said, they go back and it's on tape and people can watch it. And coming out of that, nobody liked Spencer Rattler. I mean, he looked like a jerk. Like, he did. I would hope that and assume and everything you've heard is that he's not that same dude anymore. I mean, a lot of people mature as they get older. But, he's only an okay quarterback is why he went in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Like, and that, you know, getting drafted in the fifth round is still, in general, compared to the regular person, incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredible to be the starting quarterback at Oklahoma and South Carolina. Most people can't do that.
Yeah.
He was able to do that.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about comparing him to actual NFL players, and he's a fifth-round draft pick.
Yeah, that's what he is. I think the biggest thing I just take away from the draft was, like, the available immediate veterans that were available. Well, not, I don't want to say they're available. That you thought that might be available didn't get moved. Like I thought that Ayuk was going to get was going to get moved or something like that. That didn't happen or anything like that because maybe they were looking at it from a standpoint of the team trying to trade for him a next year's pick. You know, no. I need that this year.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I need that this year.
Yeah, and if everything. It is next year's pick, then that trade can happen next week.
And because of the fact that they drafted a receiver in their first round, that also means
It's still it still seems like a likely trade candidate in the offseason as the offseason goes on. But yeah, they were probably trying to get picks this year and nobody wanted to do it. There's never really an excuse needed, but it's always a good time to play this guy's voice. Xavier Leggett was drafted by the Panthers, and he just sounds hilarious. So we're going to let you hear him.
Oh, no, man. I woke up right there, man. I got a call right after I got drafted. He was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told him I'm going to be ready.
I love – first of all, he's a hell of a football player.
Yeah, he's a great football player. Yeah, he's a really good wide receiver.
He's a hell of a football player. He's tough. He's big. Yep. He's fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love everything about him. But the thing about it was –
And he sounds like that.
And he sounds like that.
So great.
But the thing about it was watching his face when he was saying it, just the joy – and the excitement that he has with being an NFL player and getting to play for his like home state team and everything like that. I thought it was so cool. But, yeah, because when the first time I heard him talk was like early in the season.
Yeah, the video that went viral.
The video went viral. I was like, he kidding. But he's your country as hell, man. Ain't nothing wrong with your country.
There's a lot right
because
with
I heard
it. It's great.
Because I know Big George said something. Like, I understood everything he said. It wasn't no huh. Or nothing. When the first time I heard that clip, I understood everything he was saying.
Yeah, I definitely had to watch it two or three times.
What a great story, too. Like, this young man lost both of his parents when he was in high school.
Yep.
And was raised by his grandma and his aunt and whatnot. And loves to go out and hunt hogs and go fishing and whatnot.
You didn't have to tell me that.
He country to country. Like, he eats raccoon and stuff and squirrels and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a possum on the side of the road. He don't throw it away.
Yeah, he might slow down.
Yeah, he might slow down and put it in a damn garbage
bag.
That
might be lunch.
That might be lunch.
But he's a first-round draft pick, and he plays for the Carolina Panthers, so he's close to home, so his family can come to the game.
And I want good things. I want good things to happen to him that the owner somehow can't benefit from.
True.
What
a
dork
he
is.
It's the worst. They're the worst franchise in the NFL now.
What a dork he is.
I want good stuff to happen to him so he does more press conferences.
Yeah.
We need more interviews with Xavier Leggett.
Him and Keon Coleman's presser was pretty damn funny.
I need to check that. I think Bo's going to use some of that in the back page coming up next.
Look at up top real quick. There are a lot of free agents, veteran free agents that's on the screen right now.
Stephon Gilmore?
Yes. Guys like that can come in and help.
There's some corners available.
There's a corner available.
You're going to need to get one probably. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes. Back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, of course. The 2024 draft is officially in the books. We know the entire draft class for the Atlanta Falcons, so we'll get back into that. Of course, Friday was spent reacting to the shock of the Falcons taking Michael Penix at number 8. The rest of the draft was much less shocking.
Yes.
Much less shocking.
Yes.
There's a lot of positions of need that they dealt with, and some guys, at least some guys that I was familiar with, certainly Braylon Trice from Washington. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs at 1:20 as well and wrap things up an hour from now with an AMA. Any question, any topic.
Three things. We need to get to it. Matt Ryan is going to be an in-studio analyst now for CBS as Boomer and Phil are leaving.
So he's as good as those two combined.
Yes.
So That's how good Matt Ryan is.
So Matt Ryan, so he won't be calling games. He will be actually in the studio with Bill Cowher. It's Bill, Nate, JB, and Coach Cowher.
You said Cowher twice.
I said Cowher twice, right?
So Coach JB, Burleson, Matt Ryan.
JT, TJ.
Who's that?
What? J.J. Watt.
Oh, J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
Okay,
J.J.
Okay.
Watt.
That's a good crew.
Yeah, that's a good crew.
At some point, probably get a younger coach in there, but whenever Cowher's ready to walk away, maybe they make that decision for him like they did with Boomer.
Exactly.
And Sims.
Ezekiel Elliott's going back to Dallas. He's counting twice against the cap because he has $6 million of dead cap from his last contract.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Let me ask Bo this because you and I just did this. You shocked me. How old do you think Ezekiel Elliott is? I would have been way wrong.
We're going to go with 29.
Good guess, 28. Yeah. I would have guessed 31.
I didn't think it was that old.
My original thought was 33.
It just feels like he's been around forever.
He's been so good, so young, and he's a damn Cowboy.
And he was damn good at Ohio State. So, yeah, maybe that's what it is. I just thought he was older.
And then one of my favorite athletes to ever watch, Candace Parker, is retiring.
Yep.
Man. And, well, you look at
straight to
the Hall of Fame, dog. She has done everything on every single level of basketball that you could possibly do. And, 2-time gold medalist, 2-time WNBA MVP, 3 titles. I mean, Finals MVP. I mean, this young lady.
Yeah.
And Tennessee. And, I mean, she's been bad.
She's been amazing everywhere she went. Ever since she showed up at Tennessee.
Yeah, man.
And you know what's great about her is you already know exactly what she's going to do because she's really good at
it. Yeah, she's going to be analyst.
She's really good on TV.
She's going to be analyst.
When they do the it's kind of like the second TNT team, right?
Well,
Jamal Crawford and
the first one, that damn Charles Barkley, again, had me cracking up this weekend talking about the damn Pelicans. Don't need to go to Kentucky. They need to go to Galveston. And why he said Galveston. And if you ever been to Galveston, you know what he's talking about. And that nigga, I had a teammate from Galveston. Nice people down there.
Yeah, I got some cousins in Galveston.
Yes, they're the capital of like the fishnets.
They're
the capital of the fishnet over the thong bikini. All right. We still can see you. That's what I'm saying. Right? We can see even more when you got the damn mesh on you.
That's a good thing to be known for, though. Yeah. Like, every town's got to be known for something.
That's what Gavis is known for, dirty water and mesh. that's what Gavis is known for. But, Charles needs some help, man. Charles Barkley needs help. And if you're from Gavis out there, I had a good time. Don't get me wrong. But that's what I saw. I saw dirty-ass beach water. In nets.
Yeah, so it sounds like you had a great time. I mean, you don't want to get in the water, but.
Yeah, I want to get in the water.
Fish nets.
But you can walk up and hit fish nets, but again, we still see you.
Yeah, and as you've said many times, wisely, fish nets not for everybody.
It ain't.
But the confidence it takes.
You can't tell them down there.
Exactly, and I like that.
Yeah,
like,
you can't tell them down there.
What's it to you? So you had to look at it. All right, tough break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's got the confidence to put it on and walk around.
She got the confidence to put it on and the friends to tell her that she looks good in it.
Yeah, or to not say anything. Just say. But you think when someone like that takes the fishnet off, that it's like imprints?
Yes, definitely. 100%.
Like it looked like they've been grilled slightly?
Yes.
Like seared on the grill?
100%.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
100%.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So talk about landing in almost a perfect spot. Was Keon Coleman going to the Buffalo Bills. So in his introductory presser, there's nothing better than casual conversation, you know. Reporters are asking Keon Coleman about his suit choices and where he actually buys his suits. Keon Coleman had no idea that the microphone was on.
Right.
And they just get into a conversation about where he buys his suits. Andy, and I think you're going to appreciate this.
Okay.
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? You guess where I got this from, though. Where you get? I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
What time is it?
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack, all the colors.
Right.
Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one. See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You gotta shop a season or two before, just in case. You know, and they be cheaper.
It's true.
Cause you're going
so
Thanksgiving.
True.
Everybody in Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
So true.
Who we starting with? Oh, we could go. Oh, my bad. Hold up. Y'all can hear me?
All right, that
I'm just making sure I'm who we ain't trying to set me up. Who we got going first?
Dude, he was so funny. And
Keon
the face
Coleman
he made, he was talking about his jacket.
My favorite guy.
And, but it was so funny. But it was so funny because he was just talking with the guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from Michigan. It's cold as hell in Buffalo. It's cold as hell in Michigan, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know how to buy coats and suits and everything. But, yeah, it was so funny. And I thought about, like, it's hard to do that kind of shopping with my children, because by the next
they've
spring,
grown out of it.
Hell, Samson wearing a damn halter top sweater,
right.
You know what I mean? Because it either grew so much in a year,
right?
But yeah, I mean, to buy coats, yeah, my wife does. I got like four or five jackets that I don't ever damn wear, but I buy them all the time. I buy my sweaters and my hoodies now. Buy them now.
We Jack's growing fast too. Like he's 10 and a half months, but he's like 18 month size clothes and stuff like that.
I think that is the biggest sham right there, dog.
What?
Clothes for kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
I think it's a sham because they're talking about, oh, well, he's 3 months old, but he's wearing a 6 to 9 months. No, he's wearing a 3 to 6 month. They just move the tag to make you buy more.
Right.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
And also, like, just get him a little bit bigger. He's a baby. He's not really moving that much, so it doesn't really matter that much. But he needed some new pajamas because he grew out of all his pajamas. So he needed some lighter ones because it's getting warm out. So I went to Target before the show the other day and got some pocket tees for myself and some pajamas for him. Just grabbed the ones that said 18 months.
Yeah.
Didn't look that close. They're probably better fit for his sister. Probably would have been.
He swallowed
No, not size-wise. Just I should have looked closer.
Oh, you got them girl pajamas?
They're girl pajamas.
Oh,
just like flat
fuck.
Out. They're just flat out girl pajamas.
Oh,
like, and
fuck.
I tried it. Like Ashley was like, why did you get him these ones?
Right.
And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, well, I mean, it's got hearts and rainbows on it.
Oh,
and
I was like, fuck.
Because you know how they do at Target? They'll sell like 3-packs?
Yes.
And like the one in the front, but then you can't really see the ones behind it.
Yeah.
And I didn't look at the ones behind it. And then I was like trying to defend myself. I was like, I mean.
Ain't nothing wrong with hearts and rainbows.
The rainbows are, you know, multi, like. And I was like, no, those are girl pajamas.
Yeah.
Like,
damn, bug.
Yeah, my bad.
Dude, I'll put my. Oh.
Yep. Yeah, but he's wearing them. He's wearing them, and he slept great.
And, he has no idea.
He doesn't know.
No clue.
I know. You know.
I know.
That's the biggest thing.
I know. He's got hearts.
That's my wife yesterday. We went out to the playing yesterday. She had Bash dressed up, had like a little flower shirt. He was clean as hell yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he had his new Adidas on that his Lola bought him. But he had Nike socks on. I was like, baby,
I don't
really care about stuff like that. But if I see it, I got to tell you, that don't look. She's like, he's a baby. I was like, I understand that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so ingrained in me from childhood that you don't do that I'm the same way. I don't really care. And if I see someone else, I don't think I notice, but I won't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? We went, she had him dressed up yesterday to go to the festival we were going to in Smyrna. And I don't know where these shorts came from, but they were not ones that I would want him to have on. So he had like a striped shirt on, and then they were like jean shorts, and they were real tight.
Ooh.
Like real tight.
Ooh.
And I was like, no, we got to change those. I guess I'm the one putting him in rainbow pajamas.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, but that's not in public, you know? Plus, also, he wears a sleep sack, so it's all covered by the sleep sack anyway, so no one even sees it.
Right.
But I was like, he looks like a hipster. Like, we can't, I'm not taking him to this festival looking like a hipster.
Yeah, man.
So we put him in some other shorts.
Fun weekend at the ballpark, as y'all have already talked about, the Cleveland Guardians in town. So if Scrappy were a baseball team, it would be the Cleveland Guardians. They've got one great player and a bunch of role players. So one of the most fun things about this weekend was the amount of great defensive plays that we saw. And then one thing about having only one great player on your team is he actually ends up being the one on the end of those defensive plays. So here's one from Saturday.
Naylor, this is trouble. Ronald able to cut it off. He rifles it back in. They're going to send Ramirez. We got a play. He is out.
What a great freaking play.
Yep.
The best part was how Ronnie got to the ball and like was able to gather himself a rope.
Just an absolute rocket.
To Matt, and Matt brings it on.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they sent him.
They don't test him much anymore, Ronald. I like when they do because he gets to show that off.
You find out why every now and then.
But like when he was first up, they would test him because they didn't know or they didn't trust him because he was young. They don't really do it much anymore. But when they do, that happens.
And here's another one. This one's from yesterday. So this play actually had me cringe a little bit because what we're trying to learn now with my own softball team, I'm trying to teach these girls how to slide.
Yes.
Because a lot of them are just scared to slide. Well, for some reason, Jose Ramirez was scared to slide yesterday and got tagged on his arse.
Runner goes for second. And this one is going to be stolen. Oh! Arce, you got him! Swiping the tag in on Ramirez.
Why would you not slide there?
That's probably the conversation his manager is going to have with him.
Now, I would assume that he was thinking maybe he had the throw beat or just got caught in between. Because once you get – this happens quickly. Once you get so close to the base, you can't slide because you're going to overslide. But Arcia, man, the amount of great plays this guy made over the weekend has me looking like Gold Glove season here.
Yep.
The bare-handed play.
I know we played the one –
swipe tag.
We played the one last week. I think it was Wednesday night. Played it Thursday. That Austin Riley made in extras. Arcia made just as good of a play late in that game, too, to help them win that game. Like, he's been playing great.
That he made over the weekend was damn near an impossible play to make. Like, this was not a blooper down the line like most, like the third baseman barehanded play. This ball was hit, and the only play that he can make was barehanding the ball and just throwing it over without looking the first base.
How do you teach sliding?
Do you
get a slip and slide?
I have not done that yet, but I do want to.
Because it seems like that'd be kind of fun.
What we did last week, and we got practice tonight, and we're going to practice sliding again tonight. I told them to take all their shoes off.
Uh-huh.
I put some markers out in the field.
Okay.
We laid down in the grass, and I showed them how to the sliding position first, make a figure four out of your legs.
Do you have to do it?
I do it because
to demonstrate?
I do it to lead by example.
You actually go out there sliding?
Damn right I do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to come a day when you can't do that.
There will not come that day.
Never? Okay.
I don't think so. I'm going to – we're trying to avoid those
You're
days,
a young man.
If I ran up there and tried – I'm just saying. If I ever tried to teach them kids how to slide, Andy, I probably wouldn't walk for a couple of days.
Tear your ACL.
Yeah, dog. I mean, just like hitting the ground now hurts.
Did the ground get harder?
Dude.
Because it didn't used to hurt when I was a kid.
I hit the ground. I slipped and tripped a little bit, you know, off the deck and couldn't catch myself. I hit that damn ground, Andy. My whole left side still hurting.
I fell out of a hammock on Saturday.
Dude, there's
my back still hurts.
Why does that?
Stop trying to get in it and you just got
I was trying to get in it. I got in it.
Why does, that hurt so bad?
I don't know. It hurts so bad.
I done fell out of a hammock plenty of times, and it hurts. So maybe the surprise, because you're only falling
not
a
far
foot.
Yeah.
But for some reason, dog.
I had to pretend it didn't because my dad and brother were there, and they were laughing at me. I was like, yeah, it didn't hurt, though.
Yeah, dog. No.
I had no breath for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, man.
Whew. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.